John Landecker for Bob Surratt, 720 WGN, and I believe we are going to talk. Oh, yes, we are. Editor, he's back. Seamus, are you there? Seamus Toomey, come in.
Hey, John, how are you? Good morning.
Good. How is the editor-in-chief and co-founder of Block Club Chicago this fine day?
I would say I am honored to be on the phone with you and very happy that it's finally Friday. This has been a long week.
I'm happy
to be with you.
Thanks. You know, this is a little off topic, but yeah, I was thinking the same thing yesterday. I was watching the news, and we all know what the news has been about here in Chicago all week. And they were showing footage of the original occurrence, and I said to myself, what day is this? I mean, it's like this week has been really something else. And I imagine everybody can agree with that. So
yes,
what have
Monday,
you
Monday itself yeah. was a long week. So,
oh, man. Yeah. What's up for this morning?
Well, you know, we got a couple stories of communities really trying to rally together to save some local businesses and some local institutions. And the first one is in Logan Square. This was a beloved restaurant called Tacos Garcia at 3327 West Armitage. It had been there for 32 years. It had been run by a gentleman by the name of Eduardo Perez. He had passed away, and his family had kept it going for a couple more years, but they did finally shut down right about last winter. And it was a sad thing. We at Block Club, we documented it. Well, you know, we usually like to document these local businesses that come and go. But cool story that our Logan Square reporter, Mina Bloom, put together about Eduardo Perez's nephew, who really grew up in the restaurant. You know, as a kid, he used to run around. Then he became a busboy, and then a server, and then a bartender. He went on to college, worked at other restaurants. But when the restaurant closed last year, he made a decision like this is really my obligation to step up and make something of this and keep this going. So great news. Miguel Becerril will be opening the old Tacos Garcia next week. He's completely renovated it, given it a fresh new look, changed the name to Tacos Loteria, but it's going to have a lot of the same flavor that his uncle and his aunt put into it, and it's a cool story because we love to see these places that really sort of anchor neighborhoods. It stays in the family. He's continuing his uncle's dream, but he's also starting his own. So we wish him the best of luck, and I'm definitely going to go in there and try it out.
I see. Speaking of neighborhoods, outside the Sheridan L stop in Wrigleyville, that eventually Ace will still be the place for the helpful hardware man? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah, that's right. If you can picture a moment, you get up the Sheridan L, if you're going to a Cubs game or if you live in the neighborhood, there used to be an old-time Ace Hardware right across the street and sort of a one-level building. It had been there forever. I'm a sucker for an old hardware store. I love to just wander around. Yeah, and it fell victim to development. It was sort of too valuable of a spot, especially that close to the train where people could go and not have cars and just live right there. So the building got bought and knocked down a couple years ago, but they broke ground actually yesterday. They're going to build a big apartment building there, but the main floor retail, they're bringing back that Ace Hardware. So, you know, so I don't know what's going on above it. It's going to be luxury apartments and fire pits and all kinds of things for people that want to live close to Wrigley Field. But
right.
I was really captured by the idea of the Ace coming back because, you know, you never can have enough local hardware places when you need something in the middle of a project.
You better believe it. And, you know, neighborhoods in those hardware stores, you really do establish if not a relationship, certainly a dependency, if you will. I like going in, and especially the older ones, and smelling it, because the old hardware store just have this really cool, I don't know what causes it all, just a mixture of every possible thing they have in there, from wood to who knows what. But this just got a great feel to it. So I'm glad to hear that local hardware store is coming back. And there's I didn't even know there were any bookstores still alive, but apparently in Edgewater, a used bookstore is still alive.
Right. Yeah. This is a sad story. This is a place called Heirloom Books, and it's in Edgewater at 6239 North Clark Street. It's been open for a few years as a passion project of the owner, Chelsea Carr-Rectanis. She had always loved books and writing, and so she'd opened up this place that really became a kind of a community center for the strip of Edgewater. It really welcomed people in. They had events there. Sadly, she passed away earlier this month, and her friends are trying desperately to sort of keep her dream store alive. It's been a hard time to keep most stores alive, including bookstores, but it had been opened when they're allowed to open during the pandemic. Her friends are having they're trying to run events. They're going to have a memorial for her, and they're trying the best they can to keep the store going. It meant so much to her. It meant so much to the Edgewater neighbors. So Heirloom Books, if you're looking for a place to spend a little money in the coming days, they are, like I said, 6239 North Clark, and we wish them the best, because like old hardware stores, used bookstores are it is certainly a fading thing that when they're all gone, it's going to be a sad day. But maybe not. You get tired of you get tired of going to the big chains or the Amazon, and right. You want to go and ask somebody a recommendation. So keep it going.
Yeah, in my hometown of Ann Arbor, Michigan, there was a local bookstore called Borders. And I think we all know what happened to that. That's not necessarily analogous to this, but local bookstores are important, and it's reassuring to know that there's enough traffic for a used bookstore to still have some kind of profit. Thanks a lot. Talk to you soon whenever Bob leaves.
Thanks a lot. Have a great weekend, John.
You too. Thanks, Seamus.